that she peddled, and that's my memory of her peddling that machine to make dresses for all of us. And she always said that she sewed until she got where she couldn't please us, and then she sent us to town to buy us a dress.
Anything else you got to tell us about your family?
And we love the neighborhood. Mother always stayed at home, and the other neighbors did too. None of the neighbors in around on each side of me and across the street, they didn't drive a car, and they were interested in home life, and they had big families, and they looked after the house in the morning, and then in the afternoons they sat on the porch and rocked, and they all liked to sew. They'd either be sewing on dresses, embroidering, or making placemats, or just any number of things. And I know one year we all the neighbors hooked rugs. There was a mill close by at Moreland, Georgia, that made stockings, and they found out the tops of these stockings, if they cut off, they were loops, and we found out we could go down there and buy these loops in big sacks, and we'd come back and pull them and stretch them and tie them together, knot them together. And we made cotton rugs, crocheted cotton rugs out of these hooks. And in the summertime, the neighbors would get together and can. They'd can peaches and pears and apples and make all kind of pickles. And that was another memory of my childhood, was Mama in the kitchen over that hot stove, and hot it was, and canning those peaches. But oh, in the wintertime it was worth it, because we all got around that big dining room table and we enjoyed the fruits of her labor.
That's wonderful. Tell me about your schooling in your early years and then your later schooling.
When I first started to school, I went down the street to the neighborhood school, and it was just one block from the school, and I always walked to school, and I loved that because I always met all my other friends that were going to school too, and we all walked. None of the mamas or daddies ever took the children, and the ones that lived out in the country came on the school bus, and we loved waiting for the school bus. We'd get to school early and wait for all the children to get off the school bus, because then we could get up a game of dodgeball or baseball, and it was a good time. And I went 7 grades in the neighborhood school, and I had very strict teachers. I loved school and I loved to study, but I look back and my teachers were very strict. They just, if we didn't get it in the classroom, they'd make us stay in after school, and that's what I hated about school, was staying in, because it would be 4 or 4:30 before we'd ever get out. And what I loved was playing every afternoon, riding a bicycle or skating or just playing in the neighborhood, because we never went anywhere. There was never any organized play. There were no clubs. We played in the neighborhood all afternoon until dark. And then we'd go in and eat supper and have a study time. And my parents insisted that I study, because my father thinks he just finished the 4th grade. He never could remember, because he never did go to school very much, but he always said he never had anybody that was interested enough in him getting an education. And that was one of his goals in life, was for all 5 of his children to graduate from college. I get emotional over this, because
that's understandable.
He worked so hard to make the money he lacked in his life, and it was a big hole in his life because he didn't have any education. My mother did go to college. She didn't graduate, but she went to LaGrange College, which isn't very far from Newnan. And she too wanted us to have an education. So they encouraged us to study every night, and we did. And then after the 7th grade, I went across town to high school.